25,
WJZ 54.
Yes, this is Blaine County Sheriff.
Yes.
In Haley, Idaho.
Yes.
And we just had a report of a UFO sighting in the far eastern sky. He said that it was, he'd been watching it for, when he called, about 25 minutes. The first call, he said 15, the second call was 25 altogether. And he said it was over, he felt probably over Cary, Idaho, which is about 30 miles away.
Okay.
And he said that he watched it rise and whatever it was doing, he's been watching with binoculars. And I think he's a very reliable source. You can call him if you like. Probably still watching it.
Okay, we'll get in contact with him.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Reporting center.
I have a collect call for anyone from office. Accept the charge?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Sir, I'm sorry to call collect, but I'm at our office. I'm not allowed to make
okay.
long distance calls. Where are you at?
Washington.
You're in Washington?
Right.
State?
Right.
All right, we're in Haley, Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And did you have any reports last night? I've been over the Sawtooth Mountain Range.
We had one, yes.
And where was it at? Where was it reported from?
Haley.
From Haley?
The Haley area, yes.
Okay. Well, I seen one last night. I had another gentleman, and then I found out this evening that a businessman here in Haley also seen one. And they were both on the east horizon, over the mountains. They were not on the mountains. They were on top. They were in the air. The one I seen was a solid light, going in a zigzag motion.
Uh-huh.
And the businessman said his was from bright white to bright red, bright green, and bright blue, which sounds like an airplane to me, but he said it was stationary for over an hour. And then it went up until it went out of sight.
Okay, and was yours moving, did you say?
Yes, it was moving from the south to the north, at times very slow, and then very fast. And one time, it looked like it even stopped going north and took a straight east direction, stopped and made a directional move, a 45-degree angle or so, back to the west, and then back to the north again, and then zigzagged.
Okay, did that have any defined shape?
I couldn't see any shape. All I could see was the bright light.
Bright light. What color was that?
Solid white.
Solid
very,
white.
Very bright.
Okay. Was it flying a straight line at all times except when it made its turn? Did it deviate from a straight line course?
No, it appeared to be going in a northerly direction.
Right. No dips or zigzagging or anything?
No, up and down.
Okay.
Zigzag, yes.
Zigzagged?
Zigzagged. Oh. I had a radio announcer with
me. Okay. About what time did you spot that?
When I seen it, it had been, must have been 10:45, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And the businessman said he seen his around 1:30. He watched it for an hour. And he was on the east also.
Okay, now how long did you watch yours?
It wasn't very long. I'd say it's a very long, was 3 minutes. 2 to 3 minutes. Two minutes. Very, very long.
Now, in your opinion, would this be fairly close or quite a ways away?
By an airplane light, I'd say it's 5 miles.
Okay. Now, how could you estimate on the size? Was it like a star or bigger?
It was the size of a star.
Okay.
The only thing that caught my eye was that it was moving.
Uh-huh, okay. Did you watch it until it went out of sight?
Yes.
All right.
You know, most of the times when you watch an aircraft, they seem to be going with the curve of the earth.
Right.
As they went out of sight. And this didn't. Now, there was a cloud cover north of us, and it looked like it went straight into it.
Uh-huh, okay.
Now, about a year ago, I and another officer seen an object, flying object, the East Fork. It's about 10 miles north of Haley, Idaho. And we were headed east, and this came out of the south, and it was also going north. A very bright light, a very bright light. This was quite a big one last night. I don't know how to describe it to you. But this one, it was, it had been snowing, and there is some clouds covered, but it appeared that it came straight from the south and almost lined up directly with the East Fork, and it took a straight east direction. It didn't slow down to turn. It just was going north and then straight east.
Okay. How about degrees above the horizon?
Well, the horizon's hard to judge here because of the mountains. But I can't guesstimate how.
Or any estimate of altitude.
These mountains here. I would say around 8,000.
8,000,
yeah,
okay.
And give or take, that's just a real hard guess.
Right.
Because
okay.
of mountains.
I know, that's very difficult to do. Okay, can we have your name again, sir?
Yes, my name is Gary. That's the Haley Police Department. I should have, well, I was, like I said, I was another officer last year. The other, last year, that was the one that was spectacular to me.
Uh-huh.
To make that sharp turn really blew my mind. I've done some flying, and and you know, Mountain Home Air Force Base isn't too far from me.
Right.
So, it could be military.
Okay.
But after last night, I thought I would call.
Well, we sure appreciate that. I'd like to keep track of these.
Well, it's of interest to me. What it means to me, it is unidentified.
Right.
And, well, if any help, well, we want to do it.
Okay, thanks very much. And if we come up with any answers on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I don't expect any answers.
No, I don't either.
Possibly you may put something with it. And I think what I'll do from here on out is go ahead and call you folks on those reliable reports that I've got.
We'd appreciate that.
Well, you'll get them then.
Thank you again.
You take care now.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.